Welcome to Purposely Purps, a safe space, a graceful space, a space where we grow closer to God while having fun, breaking traditional norms and shattering that thing called religion. I'm your host, Purps, and a problem you know. Hi there, beautiful people. Thank you for joining me at another rest stop along the journey. I know this episode is late and I really beat myself up about it, but thank you so much for understanding. Some things are just out of my control. I also want to thank everyone who reached out to encourage me last week. I appreciate it more than you could ever imagine. I appreciate the continuous support, and I must take the time out to shout out my non-Christian friends who listen religiously. You guys are amazing and I love you. Today's topic is I wish a weapon would. And I just want to clarify from early that it is not that the weapons won't form, because it is clear that they will, but that they won't prosper. Boy, if this no seal what happened yesterday, then me no know. I mean, the weapons don't have to be spiritual. It can be whatever is attacking you, whatever has you sad or feeling low. It can literally be the factors that prevented me from releasing the episode yesterday. But I digress. The list is quite extensive, to be honest. So, the last three episodes would have provided an indication that I haven't been doing too well, but I'm slowly but surely getting my groove back. And I'm happy about that. Sunday I was at church and my sister read Isaiah 43 and I was in awe because good girl I read and I'm like,
Jesus Christ and me that boy.
Guys, I just had to put that in. She was reading and it was just so perfect and it was such a timely reminder that though I'm passing through waters, God will be with me, and when I walk through fire, I will not be burned. And this sweet me, because sometimes I feel so alone and like I'm on this journey on my own, but that is far from the truth. Not only do I have God as my constant rock, I also have my friends that I can turn to, and I have all of you amazing people who are willing to hear me talk every week and encourage me. You know, over the weekend, I was wondering what in the world I was going to speak about this week, and while I had an inkling, I asked God to reveal to me what he wanted me to share and provide confirmation so I know it's really from him, and that he did. On Monday, my sister was listening to Something by Sarah Jakes Roberts, and the part that played was I Wish a Weapon Would, and I said, yeah, girl, that is the topic for this week's episode. I mean, it tied in perfectly with what I wanted to talk about, and the confirmation came on Tuesday when I decided to watch a sermon by Sarah Jakes just the same, and it was the first one that popped up. And the title is A New Tone. And guess what? That was the same sermon my sister was listening to and I didn't even realize. Guys, the sermon is so good, you should definitely watch it. I may reference her during this episode because of how intentional God was when downloading this week's content into my spirit. The first thing I want to say is how happy I am that I have gained clarity in a sense, and I can now look at my struggles as a whole instead of being so consumed by everything all at once and feeling like I'm running through a jungle and having to push branches out of my face to get by before whatever I'm running from catches up to me. Jesus, what a mouthful. So I know I have spoken extensively on my very real struggles, but I just want to touch on how much I felt like I was journeying on my own. I just used a prey predator analogy, so obviously my mind has decided that it's going with a jungle theme, which is wild because now all I can think about is Dora. Anyways, company is nice. I feel like company nice, yeah. Now, there are times when I need my space, but company is still nice. It's nice, bad. I'm thinking about hiking. I don't know why hiking. Tell about this jungle theme, you know. But I would never want to go hiking But should it happen, I would never want to go by myself. Number one, why? Number two, I'm afraid of lizards. Number three, that's going to be a very lonely journey. And that's how I felt most times. And I'm not entirely sure why I felt that way, but it is what it is. And I mentioned that because I feel like a journey is always nicer or easier with someone on it with you. So imagine this very difficult journey with weapons flying from the left, right, and center and feeling alone. Like, God, me know you're dead, no, but what happened to my side? Why you can't walk with me? Why you can't walk beside me? What happened to in front of me? Remember? Deuteronomy 31 verse 8 say, you go before me and you will never leave me. So why am I cold? Why does it feel like I'm trekking by myself? I have to be warding off every weapon that comes my way by myself, and that's a lot. Friends, at first I was praying and fighting these weapons and I really felt like I was winning. But boy, them call for reinforcements. I'm not lying, them kick with your girl foot. Me, Japa Grong. And it was while I was down that I felt like I was alone, because honestly, being down is lonely and disheartening. And I don't know how you guys deal with this, but I isolate myself a lot, which is even more lonely. I wanted to feel God working on my behalf. I didn't want to feel the weight of the world on my shoulders. I wanted him to lift it off because my shoulder them tired and I wasn't getting that in the moment. And guys, let me just say, enough time, it feel like the weapons were going to prosper. Like, nope, this bigger than me. A girl is drained, a girl is tired, a girl is not the strongest soldier, mighty God. Like, this is a lot. But you know what? Every now and then, I go back to what I said in the very first episode of the podcast, where I said that it is okay if you fall. What matters is if you get up and what you do with what you learned while you were on the ground. And I'm encouraged. I'm also encouraged when I think about what my aunt said, that sometimes we go through some stuff because God wants a deeper intimacy with us. Like God has said, perp, stop slack off and do what you need for do. And while it's not easy, it's doable and I will have to do it. Oh, one thing I want to point out from the sermon with Sarah is when she said that sometimes we're stuck and tormented. She said that God is saying that we are stuck in an environment that cannot bring us healing, and it's time that we move out of it and be desperate for a new tone. When she said that, all I could think about is new perspective, changing our mindsets to elevate our thoughts and not dwell in the heaviness. Guys, you think being attacked and kicked down is heavy? Think about trying to crawl yourself out of despair when the emptiness has become so comfortable. Think about when the ground now feels like home. Lord, remember them saying we're no better than yard, you know? A problem for change mindset down there, so. Which is why I created 3 free printables. Big up my friend for indirectly putting the idea in my mind. So the first printable is a self-check-in list, which is for persons who are sad and overwhelmed and need help identifying what's going on in their minds. Then there is a gratitude list, which will stand as a reminder of the good thing or things that you have going for you. And I also created an emotional checklist earlier this year that has a list of emotions that you can choose from if you can't pinpoint an emotion on your own. It has encouraging scriptures and a section in which you can think of ways that can help you out of whatever situation you're experiencing. You can click the link in my bio on Instagram or message me and I will send the link directly to you. All you have to do is print the pages and start writing. Everyone should know by now that I enjoy writing and I use these and prayer as a rope to pull myself to the surface. You know, all in all, I am happy that I am getting to a place where I can say, I wish a weapon would. Even if it's going to take another 6 months, a year, or however long, it's important that I get there so I can ensure my elevation. And as this week's episode winds down, I want to leave with you that I know you may feel like the weapons are overbearing, tiring, and annoying, and you're wondering when it will end. But here's this beautiful reminder that while life is a mess, God is doing a new thing. Come to think of it, the part in Isaiah 43 that got me is where it says, "Forget the former things, do not dwell on the past, see, I am doing a new thing." Friends, be reminded that He's working on your behalf, but while He's working, the onus is on you to change your perspective and take matters into your own hands. I'm all for embracing all the feelings and moving through them. And while I know and understand that it is not the easiest thing to pick yourself up, we have to do it anyways, right? Right. You guys should know that my little mantra is it's not easy, but it's doable. So even though the weapons are coming, even though the wicked, whether friends or foes, they try to eat up a nice clean flesh, they're going to stumble and fall. With a new mindset, with clarity, we are able to say, "I wish a weapon would." And guys, that is the end of this week's episode. It ain't nice, don't? It ain't nice. And you know, would you believe that next week is the end of season one of the Purposely Purps podcast? It is. I am so surprised that I have gotten this far. It still hasn't sunk in that I actually started the podcast. Wow.
We did it. We did it, Joe.
Remember to share this episode with everyone. God loves you. I love you. You are not alone. We'll be right back.